Recognizing and embodying our interconnected wholeness within, with others, and with the world and universe around us is fundamental to the practice of eye rest. Our challenge here, then, is to realize and embody the fullness of this realization amidst the challenges of our daily lives. Beyond our basic needs for food, shelter, clothing, and safety, as social beings, we also have four fundamental needs: to feel seen, to feel heard, to feel connected, and to belong. Without these four fundamental needs in place, we may survive, but we won't feel that we're truly thriving in our lives. In order to thrive, then, it's imperative that we're willing to see, hear, and connect within and to ourselves, and be willing to be seen, heard, and connected with those around us. In order to feel whole, we must be able to embrace both an egocentric perspective, where we experience ourselves as a unique, authentic, individuated, and separate soul who's willing to be seen, heard, and connect, as well as embrace an allocentric perspective, where we feel ourselves interconnected and not separate with everyone and everything around us. When we're able to accept and embody both these perspectives, egocentric and allocentric points of view, we'll experience ourselves as unique expressions of an underlying wholeness or essence that's given birth to ourselves, others, and the entire universe. We are already whole and interconnected. This is our innate inheritance by birth. We just need to recognize, accept, and embody this realization. In the words of Albert Einstein, as a human being, we are part of the whole, called by us universe, a part that feels limited in time and space. We experience ourself, our thoughts, and feelings as something separate from the rest, which is a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task, then, is to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. Before the age of 18 months, we all swim in a sea of undifferentiated being and wholeness, where we experience ourselves as undulating waves of sensation, emotions, and sensory perceptions, but without the cognitive awareness of being a separate self. Then, around 18 months, as our cognitive abilities start to develop, we begin to experience ourselves as separate. We begin embodying an egocentric perspective that entails experiencing ourselves as unique souls who move through life amongst other separate and unique souls. Unfortunately, as our sense of separation develops, which our family, culture, and life experiences reinforce, our undifferentiated sense of wholeness gets relegated to the background. And the more we lose touch with our innate sense of wholeness, the more we'll feel within ourselves that something's not right. As our egocentric perspective and belief in being a separate self grows in strength, our ego-I separate self function identifies with this feeling and interprets it as something's not right with me. Identification and fusion with this thought feeling can throw us into a state of inner turmoil and chaos, leading us to experience feelings of confusion, anxiety, isolation and alienation and depression. But this thought feeling can also serve as a pointer to its inception and source, where we can recognize and re-embody our underlying wholeness. For now, as an adult, we do have the cognitive resources available to us for recognizing, understanding, and re-embodying our innate wholeness and well-being, cognitive resources that weren't available to us when we were infants. Recognizing, welcoming, and embodying our essential wholeness enables us to thrive in our life with unshakable and unbreakable feelings of equanimity, peace, well-being, and warm-hearted compassion and kindness. Knowing and living from our wholeness provides us with an indestructible and unchanging inner sense of value, meaning, purpose, and well-being that we carry within us wherever we are, whomever we're with, whatever our circumstances. So please join me now as we journey into inquiring and embodying our innate wholeness that's a portal for realizing the unbreakable inner resource of unchanging well-being, joy, and equanimity that resides within us, that always remains pristine and available amidst the ins and outs of our daily life. As you move through this practice, take all the time you need with each inquiry before moving on to the next one. You might keep your finger near the pause button so that you can take breaks while you absorb the insights that arise as you dive ever more deeply into experiencing your undivided wholeness and essential well-being.